The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Spirituality 101, that missing college course, the one we missed in college. And here we are on the network to supply you with the missing information. At Spirituality 101, we are here for you. We are here to support your journey. We are here to provide information, to bring another perspective on this amazingly spiritual journey called life. Last week, Brenda Samuel and I did a show that we called Storytime, and the mailbag has reflected that many of you enjoyed the stories that we shared and that you wanted to hear more, and you wanted to hear how perhaps these stories have changed or influenced our lives, and how, when, and where the perspective came along to help us to understand how the story played its part in the spiritual growth and development. That is a mouthful. But I want to thank you, listeners, for your participation by way of emails. And I want to encourage you not to be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. I'd like to hear your stories. I'd like to hear from you the stories that have marked the journey for you, the stories where perspective has changed. In this story time, I'm attempting to help you to understand that when we begin this journey, whatever this journey is for us, whatever path we may have chosen to select, the path is not that relevant. It's the commitment that we make to the journey. It is the integrity with which we approach the journey. It is the awareness, how aware, how alert we are. It is our ability to step back every now and again and observe and extract from the stories of our lives, to extract from the journey the information that is vital so that we can hold on to that information and step through the next doorway and the next and the next. In the Christian tradition, there is a piece of scripture that says, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." That piece of scripture for me occupied my mind for about 3 years on my journey, attempting to understand fully what that meant. And the understanding that I have arrived at, or the perspective that I have gained through some of the stories that I have experienced in my life, I've lived in my life, has helped me to understand that above us there are many, many dimensions. We live on the third dimension. There are many, many dimensions, and it requires a certain amount of growth. It requires a certain amount of focus. It requires a commitment to our spiritual growth for us to be able to enter through those doorways when they are slightly ajar, or when they're open, or when we are ready, so that we can move to the next to the next level, and the next, and the next. And with each level, there comes a different perspective of the experiences that we are having here on earth. There's also another piece of scripture that says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Well, the same is expected of us as we grow on the path of our choice. We begin to experience more, we begin to learn more, we begin to take in more, we become more aware, and then we can begin to see a situation from the many sides that presents itself, rather than just the straight line that says there's right and there's wrong, but there are many, many sides, and it requires a tremendous amount of growth and a shifting of perspective to move us from one level of perceiving to another. So the object of story time in these two sessions is to help us to recognize that we may have already walked the path of shifting a perspective. But until we stop and take that backward look and begin to observe and begin to analyze and begin to come to know that you know that you know inside that this has been learned or this perspective has been shifted. Sometimes we are racing through life so at such a fast pace that we're not stopping to pay attention to the experiences that we're having and the fact that growth is actually taking place. But we may not have slowed down enough to have recognized the depth of that growth. So today in Storytime 2, I want to talk about, or I want to share with you a couple of stories from my own life. Brenda is on vacation. She's on the beach as we speak. I'd like to share a couple of stories from my own life, which to me brought the synergy of a number of smaller experiences together in one place and allow that aha moment to take place. You know, that moment when suddenly it's, I got it. I find myself getting those aha moments a lot recently as they're surrounded things that my elders used to say to me when I was younger. And of course, when I was younger, 15, 16, 17, 18, my perspective was certainly based around teenagehood and what it was to be a teenager, so that many of these sayings and many of these experiences, I kind of missed the real depth that was present in the moment. But now, as I am taking time to look backwards and pay attention, I can see the synergy. I can see where a cluster of small stories finally materialize in a place or in a moment which has allowed me to grow. And so the very first story I want to share with you is a very interesting one. I have dreadlocks. And this story surrounds what it is that brought me to the point of beginning to grow dreadlocks. Backdrop is in Jamaica. I was in Jamaica on vacation. I lifted my face to the rising sun, and it felt very good. My mother used to say I was a child of the sun because I spent every moment I could in my childhood playing in the hot tropical sun. However, sunrise has always fascinated me. It still remains my favorite time of the day. And on this day, spread before me was the beauty of the Jamaica countryside. Vivid shapes of green, bursts of brightly colored lilies cascading down the hillside. The early morning dew felt good beneath my bare feet, and it touched a very familiar chord. I could almost hear the sound of my mother's soprano voice singing as she always did early in the morning. I smiled at the memory and began to sing aloud a hymn from the past. I turned a corner and a cheery baritone voice interrupted my singing. "Well, good morning to you." He was a tall, stately black male, perhaps in his early 70s. Our eyes met, his were kind and knowing, mine were riveted on the beautiful white locks that crowned his head. Well, good morning to you too, I responded briskly. He stopped briefly in his stride, graced me with a smile, and surprised me with these words. My child, I can see you're asking Jaja for wisdom. I can also see he's giving it to you. But in your lack of knowledge, you keep cutting it off. You burn it off, don't you know? You've got to lock it down, my child. You've got to lock down the wisdom, he said, twisting one of his own locks to emphasize his point. You've got to lock it down. And with a wave of his hand, he fell back into his stride and was gone. I stood there watching him walk away from me in disbelief. How had he known, I asked myself, that I had prayed and fasted and asked God for wisdom? But how did he know that? It was too late to get an answer from him, so I accepted the blessing he offered, and we went our separate ways in the early morning sunshine. Months later, it is dawn in Washington, D.C. My girlfriend and her husband have come to my home to help me with the preparations and small ritual of shaving my hair off of my head in order to force new growth and to begin the process of locking my hair. I'm very humbled by their sacrifice of driving well over an hour to get to my house at sunrise. We began with prayer. And to my surprise, Alan, my girlfriend's husband, began to sing the hymn from my mountaintop experience. I smiled unknowingly. There were no need for words. It was a sacred and connected moment. And I felt that the second part of the blessing I had been given on the mountaintop was about to enter my life. Just over a year later, I was summoned to Alan's bedside in a Baltimore hospital where he'd been in a coma for a few weeks. My heart was heavy, as I had only days before presided at the funeral of a friend who had had similar medical problems. At the door of the hospital room, I paused to offer a silent prayer, asking God to override my sadness and give me the right words to say. Alan lay pale in his hospital bed. I hugged his wife and we sat in silence for a while. And in the depth of my silence, I remembered the solace and comfort my mother's singing brought to my spirit, and I found myself hesitantly at first, singing the hymn of my mountaintop experience. As my voice lifted, Alan's eyes popped wide open, slowly, very slowly. Painfully almost, he turned his head, focused his eyes on my newly emerging locks, and then slipped back into the coma. 3 days later, my telephone at home rang. It was my girlfriend on the other end of the line. There's someone here who wants to ask you a question, she said. There was a pause, and Alan's vibrant, cheerful voice came back at me from the other end of the line. Norma, he said. When are you returning to sing for me? You came, you sang, you left, and you have not returned. At the other end of the line, I was silent. I knew in my spirit that we had tapped into sacred memory, accessed by the power of rhythm which flowed from my mother through the elder on the mountaintop, culminating in a moment of vibrational healing. It's a moment that I have cherished all of my life. Don't go away. We'll be back. The second part of the story.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from my modem jack, jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and today we are doing story time phase 2, and so I hope that you are relaxed, sitting in your favorite armchair perhaps, but in a relaxed state of mind, and that you are wide open to not only hearing, listening to the stories that are being shared today, but you're also very alert into reading all of the possibilities that these stories have presented to the life. I just shared a story about the way my hair was locked and the fact that I had walked for, I had done a 7-day fast and just a juice fast and opened myself and asked or made a request about how does one grow wisdom. And requiring or requesting of the universe that I should be so blessed to be awakened to wisdom. And here I was on this journey, this trip to Jamaica, and way up on a mountaintop. And, of course, the elder came along, and he gave the answer, or he suggested. One of the powerful things about when we look back on the stories of our lives, we really need to pay attention about the conditions under which the story. Here we were in an absolute tropical paradise. One of the significant things for me in the story was the dew. I was born in the tropics, and of course I was also raised in the tropics. And early morning is a very powerful time. And as a child, I tended to enjoy waking up and walking with no shoes on the ground so I could feel the dew, the beauty and the softness of the dew on the feet. And it seems to me that in this particular story, in this particular experience, the universe arranged for me to be in that mode of absolute joy and ecstasy as it is experienced as a child, because that is pure openness, that is pure love, that is pure beauty, that is pure joy. And sometimes that is what is required for us to be absolutely open. You know, as we become adults, we become guarded. There is need to guard certain aspects of our being. We now have belief systems that we hold on to very securely. And so when the universe is ready to give us a blessing, some people will call it a blessing, some people will call it the energy. The universe is ready to endow us with the energy that will allow us to hear more, to relax more, to be more. We need to be absolutely receptive. And so sometimes the universe may allow the experience to happen on the circumstances that literally brings us into that absolute openness of the children have, the innocence and the openness. And I feel like this story happened under those conditions because, A, here I was experiencing that absolutely open experience of a child, barefooted, feeling the soil, feeling the grass beneath my feet, and also experiencing the joy of the dew. What was also present, of course, was this tropical background with which I was raised and in which I was most comfortable. And, of course, the memory of my mother singing. My mother was a soprano. She also taught voice. The memory of my mother singing early in the morning as the sun came up. And when you wrap these three together, it the universe created this absolute openness, almost in a state of innocence. And then the elder came along. And when he came along, I was absolutely wide open, absolutely trusting, and very ready to receive. And so he gave not only the answer to the prayer that I had placed in the middle of my fasting, but I believe he also gave to me a phenomenal amount of energy that allowed me to be brave enough to come home and chop all I hear off and begin the process of locking. But it seems to me what I brought home, it took several years before I could really configure this. What I brought home with me from Jamaica was the energy, this synergistic energy as that can now reach out and touch others. And I was not at all aware that is what he was giving me until I had the experience with my girlfriend and her husband. Because they became a part of the scene, they became a part of the scenario when they showed up to help me to cut my hair and assisted me with disposing the hair once it had been cut and once it had been disposed of. And it seemed like the universe knew he was going to need the healing long before the medical condition even expressed itself and created that synergistic moment, that opportunity, that kind of like took them and dropped them into the middle of that whole mountaintop experience, even though they were not there in the moment of the experience, but allowed this wide openness. And of course, one of the things that stands out for me in the whole experience is that once I showed up at the hospital, my humanness, Norma, the human part of Norma, kicked in. And all those feelings that one has when one is faced with someone who has been termed terminally ill, and all those feelings were still there. The human feelings were still there. The human doubt was still there. I think if anyone had tapped me on the shoulder before I entered that room and said, it is okay, you can do this, go in there and do this, I would have doubted. But the energy, you see, was seeded. Sometimes I think we need to become aware of the places, the people, and even sometimes the things, because stones sometimes can become great healers. When we're reviewing our stories, we need to go back and pay very, very, very clear attention to all the elements that were involved in the story. And then we can begin to understand how the universe kind of synergetically brings all these pieces together to allow us to be the best that we can be and to allow us to receive at some very, very, very deep levels. Alan and his wife have moved to Florida, and we're not as in touch, but whenever we are, by way of a card or a greeting on the holidays, we still fondly remember that story and the absolute beauty and joy that came through, and not to mention the healing that went with it. Do you have a story? Do you have a story of healing? Do you have a story that created an aha moment? Or perhaps a story that at the time, in the moment, when you were in the moment, you may not have perceived the depth and the wisdom and the energy as that went along with the story, but that in looking backwards now, you can perhaps be a lot more appreciative of these amazing ways in which the universe gets our attention, the amazing ways in which the universe creates the opportunity for the moment, and the amazing ways in which the universe places us more or less in the picture frame, in the right moment, in the right place, right opportunity, right people, energy being right. And the more we can look back on the stories of our lives and pull this information out, it's the more we get to that place of knowing that we know, that we know. You see, we are supposed to be as spirits walking in a human experience. We start off walking by faith. Walking by faith is, I can't see the end, I can't perceive the end, but I have a belief, I am believing and I'm hoping inside of me that this thing will happen, that there is a possibility that it can. That is walking by faith. We start off walking by faith, but we are intended to end up at the place of knowing. As my granddaughter says, Grandma, don't you know some things? When she would perhaps say something that is far beyond her years, and I would say, well, who taught that to you, baby? And she said, Grandma, don't you ever know no things? And what she's alluding to is this fact that the universe is the greatest teachers, and we have to prepare ourselves so that we can listen at many levels and be able to hear, to understand, to acknowledge, and very importantly, to continue to bless those who have brought to us the seeding, what I call the seeding of positive energy along the way. There are so many stories in my life that I am working on a book that will highlight many, many, many of these stories and to really look at them. Many of them are very simple experiences. Some of them are very simple experiences. And it's not until much later in my life that I've been able to look back and go, aha, there is a lot more to that than meets the eyes. What's happening in your dreams? How are the stories in your dreams manifesting themselves in your life? When we come back, I will relate a story to you that started off in the dream state and then manifested itself in the physical state and brought again, strengthened the ability to heal, nurtured the ability to heal. Last week, I shared a story with you of the gentleman, the two gentlemen who came into my life and offered that gift of grieving, removed the whole grieving element. And since I shared that story with you, over this past week, I provide services in a prison. I work with men who are addicted, who are in reentry in prisons. They're moving from the prison back into the community. And it's a place where there's need for a tremendous amount of healing. And so since last week, I've been reflecting on the fact that I provide so much grief counseling in prison to men and women sometimes who, while they're incarcerated, have lost loved ones and sometimes cannot even attend the funeral. And so a big part of what I do in prison is to bring grief counseling and to help people override that grief. And I have to recognize that gift was given to me several years ago, which was given in return for a service that was provided. Sometimes the reward we get for our services go a whole lot deeper than just monetary. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
urinary
biopsy.
VMA MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org. What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
SkillsUSA.
On the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Norma, and today we are doing phase two of story time. Those stories in our lives that have become the hallmark and sometimes even the keys that have opened doorways to higher consciousness. How are you doing out there as you listen to these stories? Is it invoking within you a desire, perhaps, to allow yourself to look backwards in your life and identify where you have had similar stories or stories that have even been unique to you, that have unlocked doorways? I know that collectively we all have this amazing volume. The world is full of this volume of stories. You know, traditionally, particularly in the world of scripture, a great deal of scripture is written through the eyes of the storyteller. Great part of scripture is written that way. In the mythological world, there are a lot of myths and stories that inspire us, that help us to focus, to bring inspiration, to bring wisdom, to bring knowledge. But I want to impress upon you that never to underestimate the power and the energy and synergy that is also within the stories, the simple stories of your life. Have you perhaps, like myself, sat and listened to the elders as they talked and they told stories, and as a child with wide eye wondered, hearing perhaps an elder talk about her ability to fly and it matched some of the stories that were read to me, but it of course fired my imagination that here was an actual member of my family talking about the ability to fly. And of course much later, when I began a serious study of spirituality, and I have been on a journey that has spanned well over 40 years, I began to understand that what she was really talking about was interdimensional travel. Of course, she did not have the New Age language that we have today to explain these things, and so she explained them in very, very simple terminology as a simple person that she was. But how many people in your own lives have brought stories? How many of your own stories have been the awakening? And how well are you doing recording those stories or telling those stories? Because, you know, as the energy is given to us, it is our job to give it on. We pass on the energy. And every time we share the story, every time we talk about the story, every time we write the story, we're passing the story on. We're passing the energy on, and we're creating or opening up space on the inside so we can receive the next level of energy from the next collection of stories. So, as we sit with our children, as we sit with the next generation, we need to remember that while the bookstores are full, they're just abound with storybooks and beautiful stories that have been penned and authored by magnificent people. We also have to remember that we have a responsibility to share our own stories and to share the stories from our family and from the lives of those who have been very close to us. We have a responsibility to also tell those stories. So, you know, as you read perhaps the favorite storybook to your grandchild or your daughter or your son, remember also to include a little bit of the stories that you have experienced and the stories that have been told to you and the observations that you have made, because what you are in fact doing is passing on energy. You are seeding can-do energy. I promised you that I would come back to a story in my life that is a reminder to me that sometimes these stories begin in the dream state. And then from the dream state, they manifest themselves into the physical. And the short story I'm about to tell you now speaks very much to that. On three consecutive nights, I ended up having the same dream. Now, the dream was simply of a place. It was a beautiful spot with a waterfall. And in the dream, I can hear the roaring of the waterfall and the lush vegetation that grew along the sides of the waterfall. Not a very tall waterfall, but each night I would wake up, each morning I would wake up, and the very first dream I had was like complete. I saw myself walking up these stairs that had been created so that I could stand at a certain point and watch the water cascade all the way down. And it was a sweet waterfall that flowed all the way into the ocean. And the very first night, I had the complete dream of kind of following this waterfall for many, many, many miles until it finally flowed into the ocean. The second night, I had the same dream, except I only experienced half of what the original dream was. And I was like focused on this particular spot where someone had built like a platform so that you can stand there and watch the water in its midway passage down to the ocean. And I stood there, and while I was standing there in my dream, I was very, very aware somehow of the anticipation of what happened when the sweet water merged with the salt water of the ocean. And the third night of my dream, I'm in the same place again, only this time I'm standing closer to the spot where the sweet water flows into the salt water of the ocean. And there were three dreams that I had, three consecutive nights. And I remembered going to work, and I remembered sharing it with my colleagues at work. What a beautiful dream it was, and that I had woken up each morning with a renewed sense of strength and a renewed sense of energy, but that in all of the three dreams, there were no other humans present in the dream. I could hear the sound of birds, but there was no other human present. It was as though I had been selected in my dream to observe, to not only observe, but to feel the energy of the roaring water. Now, several years later, again, I went to Jamaica, and I'm on vacation, and I am taken to Dunn's River Falls, and I am absolutely astounded because I am standing in exactly the same place I was standing in the second of the three dreams. And I requested, or I asked, if one of the guides, the guards, would walk with me to walk backwards. And so we walk backwards, and we follow the trail to a certain point, and then move forward to follow the trail as the water cascaded down. And I am like absolutely amazed at this discovery, because it's the exact same place in my dream. Well, today I take groups of people to Jamaica, and when I do, I take them to Dunn's River Falls, and we do scream therapy. There's that spot right where that platform is, when one by one they are led into the water, so they are standing and supported in the water. And we have a very, very healing scream therapy experience there. And one year when we were there, of course, the visitors, the vacationers tend to stop and observe. And one year when we were there, there was this couple, and they came over and said that they were engaged, and they felt that looking on at this experience, you know, I'm standing there, and one by one, people are brought into the experience, and they ask whether or not they can have the same experience. And so they did. They did the scream therapy with us and felt that they felt very relieved of the past and very much energized. And then two or three years later, by now you can imagine, I return to Jamaica every year. Two or three years later, there they were. They got married in that exact same spot. And we just happened to be in Jamaica at the time. And at the end of our scream ceremony, they made their vows in the very spot where they felt that the energy of the past had been released. So I want to encourage you to pay attention. If you're not already journaling, you should. Give some attention to journaling your dreams. When you wake up, you're not required to write the whole dream. Sometimes if you're too busy to really make too much of a big record of it, if you can just record how you felt, what was the experience, what were those things in the dream, what were those elements in the dream that drew your attention and held your attention while you were in the dream. And it's a good thing to journal your dreams, write them down, and every now and again go back and read them, because you may very well find that down the road, it begins to manifest itself in some very, very, very interesting ways in your life. And this whole notion for me of being a healer has manifested itself amazingly through the dream state, through the stories in my life, through the people who were drawn into my life once I got on the pathway. And I'm suspecting that I'm not the only one. There are lots and lots and lots of you outside there who are having the same experience. Are you paying attention? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101, the Missing College Course. Over the last 2 weeks, we have been sharing with you stories that come directly, unrehearsed stories that come directly from the heart and come directly, have emerged directly out of this amazing spiritual journey called life. Brenda and I have shared our stories with you in the hope that we can stimulate your awareness to the fact that equally phenomenal stuff is happening in your life, and sometimes it happens very simplistically. Like the gift that I was given of being a grandparent, the grandparent energy. I was not privileged to grow up with my grandmothers. Both of my grandmothers died when I was very young. And so I have very, very faint memories. And when I was raising children, I got to a certain point and wondered whether or not I would know how to be a grandmother, because I had not been grandparented by a grandmother myself. And there is a story in my life of a wonderful, wonderful image of being in London in Hyde Park where they feed the pigeons. And as a matter of fact, there's a picture in in the family's historical book that shows this grandmother and her granddaughter, and they're feeding the pigeons, and the pigeon kind of flew into the hands of the granddaughter, and the grandmother stood there with this absolute bliss on her face. And the thought, and I'm looking from a distance, and the thought in my head was, Lord, should I be so blessed to have children that I could be so delighted and that I could be of service enough to bring that much joy into a child's life. And in that moment, I snapped the picture. And that picture is pretty old, and it's very much there. And I walked with the memory of the joy that I saw on the grandmother's face and the joy that I saw on the granddaughter's face. Today, I am a grandmother, and I believe that that moment blessed and inspired me with the kind of grandmother I have become, seeking only to find the joy and the peace and the beauty in simple, simple moments. So we've shared our stories not to amaze you, not to make you feel that our stories are unique. They're not. Every day, millions and millions of people are having beautiful experiences in life, simple experiences in life, a walk by the river, listening to the birds, perhaps journaling in a park, watching kids at play, watching our lives out picture, and inherent in every single one of those moments are amazing deposits of energy. Energy that we can turn to when we are less than healthy. Energy that we can return to and move it forward so that when we perhaps are in a stage of depression or feeling down, we can reach backwards and pull that energy forward and help it to go, guide it to go before us as we traverse the challenges of life. What I'm trying to say is there is a whole lot more help available to us. There's a whole lot more energy available to us if we stop at some point on the journey and look backwards and see the places where energy has been seeded to us. And when you find those places, please do not forget to bless the bringers of the energy, to send forth a blessing. I've had in my life two very, very serious grassroots teachers who taught me much. One female who guided my hands and brought me to an understanding of who I am, and who taught me about fasting and silence and the power of rhythm. Another who walked me through, as a Christian, walked me through the Bible. That was a very interesting experience. It took several years so that we can find the spiritual depth that is written there, and we could extract from those stories that are written in that book the depth and the wealth of energy that is still very real and still vibrating within those pages. I've had the experience of reading the Quran in a similar way, with guidance that helped me to find those energetic pieces. I have attempted to seek the same information in every book that I open. When an author writes a book, I am an author myself. When an author writes a book, seated in the stories that are shared are pieces of these amazing levels of energy that have walked with us, that have been seated in us. So I encourage you to not only remember, that is, put back together again the stories in your life, but to share them and to offer them to others right along with the energy, so that you can open up yourself to receiving even more, and very, very, very powerfully to bless those who entered your life, even if it was just a very moment, even if it was a simple moment in that life that brought you energy, to remember to send forth blessings, because these are the blessings that I find that help and support us and lifts us on the wings of grace and on the wings of beauty, and that help us to manifest so much of what we do in the world. Some of us know that we are healers, and others are not quite aware. Some of us are healers during the hours of sleep, and others are more conscious of doing it in the waking state. But the good news is, we're all doing what we came here to do at some level or other. Some of us with full active memory, and some of us, as I say, during the course of sleep. Let your journey take you through the fields of energy that are available to you, because every single field of energy was crafted long before you came here, and now you're simply walking through the field. So I encourage you to make yourself ready to receive at many, many levels. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.